In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I've been getting all this good news lately, and it makes me excited. A woman sent me something and told me, "We prayed for a miracle for my grandson, and God gave us the miracle." I don't remember what we prayed for, but she said it had to be a miracle because it was so bad. You see, because of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have miracles. We have miracles. The Lord told us to lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. We have the telephone, and we can pray over the telephone, and God can heal as we pray. I remember Father Eric calling me up, and he said, "I have this terrible backache, this terrible..." He said, "And I didn't do anything to cause it, and it's hurt so much." So I said, "Put your hand on the source of it," and we prayed two or three times, and he said, "It's gone. It's gone over the phone, over the phone." You see, God knows how to do things. And you might be asking, "What about me? What about me?" you're saying. Well, the Lord loves you, and God wants to give you a miracle. God wants to give you a miracle. Do you understand that? Because he is God, the God of miracles. Oh, yes, he is God, the God of miracles. Do you know that today? Do you believe that today? But our trust is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our trust is in Jesus who made heaven and earth. Amen. I'm reading from John 19, verse 41. This is after the death of Jesus, and they took him down from the cross, and they're going to place him in a tomb. Now, there was a garden in that place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was a Jewish day of preparation, Sabbath and Passover, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Let me tell you, that tomb's not going to hold a body for very long. Jesus promised his disciples that he would rise on the third day. Oh, yes. And you know, there's power in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Why do you think these people are healed? Because of the cross, because of the resurrection. Oh, we need to preach that to people. We need to preach that to people, that God heals the sick. God heals the sick. I'm looking at the 20th chapter of John. Early on the first day of the week, that's Sunday, while it was still day, dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. Well, I'll tell you, the stone was removed to let the people in, not to let Jesus out. Oh, yes. The stone was removed to let Mary Magdalene in and not to let Jesus out. He didn't need that the stone would be moved. Just go right through it. He's risen. So he ran and went to Simon Peter. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." She's distraught. She's distraught. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him. She still thinks he's dead. Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went forward and toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter. He was young. This is the one Jesus loved. Peter was much older. But listen to this. And they reached the tomb. He reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there. But he did not go in. Why? Because Peter is the leader. Peter is the leader. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first, that's John, also went in and saw and believed. Do you believe in the resurrection of the dead? Do you believe in the resurrection of the dead? Do you believe that the cross and being under the cross and allowing the blood to flow through you and around you and in you, that your sins are forgiven? Do you believe? Are you a believer? I don't like, they say, there's going to be a religious meeting on this day. No, I don't like calling it a religious meeting. A faithful meeting, faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ on this day. I know religion, many people have religion, but everyone does not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have all the religion you want, but you're not going to have faith in Jesus. Faith in Jesus is what it's all about. Faith in Jesus is what it's all about. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. I wonder what they were thinking. I wonder what they were thinking. Where is the body of Jesus? We don't know. What's happened? Did someone rob the body? I wonder what they were thinking, because they did not know about the resurrection yet. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And I'll tell you, there was power flowing from those angels. There was power flowing from those angels. They are the ministering spirits sent to us to help us on our way to salvation. Yes, there's power in angels, and how we need the angelic host to bless us and to keep us safe. I've never seen an angel, but I know once or twice I almost saw one. They kept me from harm. I was going to put my foot off the curb into the street, and I was led not to do it. And this car was coming by like 60 miles an hour. I would have been killed. I knew it was an angel that stopped me. I knew it. How did I know it? I knew that I knew, because I knew it. That's it. I can't tell you why I knew it, but I knew it. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" The angel saying, "Why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around, and she saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Why? He's risen from the dead. His body has been transformed. He has a resurrection body. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, because they were in a garden, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary," and she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "I tell you, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me." The only thing he had to say was Mary. She knew the voice of the shepherd. Do you know the voice of the shepherd? Does the shepherd speak to you? Oh, yes. The shepherd speaks to all of us. "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." If you are a sheep of the Lord, do you hear his voice? Do you know what he's saying? You should hear his voice. And the voice comes to our minds, of course. Once it came audibly in my life when I was drowning. He told me not to be panicking. But I know the voice of the Lord when he speaks. Sometimes he speaks to pictures. Oh, yeah, sometimes he speaks to pictures. Yes, I believe that. Which means, teacher, Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Is he talking about 40 days after? No. Listen to what he says. "But go and tell my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." I tell you, it was a little ascension. And Jesus, before he was ascended to the Father, came to Mary, because love beckons Jesus. Do you love him today? Do you love Jesus today? Love beckons Jesus to our lives. Oh, not knowledge, but love. Jesus is all about love. Love beckons Jesus to Mary, because she was in love with Jesus, who cast out 7 demons from her. Oh, it wasn't a sexual love. It was a pure love. It was a love of the heart, that she knew what she was before. And he gave her a new life by delivering her from these demonic forces. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them what he had said to her. But you know what? They don't believe. They don't believe Mary. They don't believe. When it was evening on that day, that Sunday, the first day of the week, Sunday, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Why do they lock the doors? They're afraid they're going to be next after Jesus. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Shalom, peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, that it was the Lord, the one who was crucified, the one who died, the one who was buried, and now the one who rose from the dead. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Shalom, peace be with you." They're excited. He has to say it again. "As the Father has sent me, so I have sent you." Do you know that you've been sent to announce the cross and resurrection to people? Do you know that you have been sent to pray for people? Do you know that God, the same God that answers my prayers, will answer your prayers? I remember someone saying, "It's only the priest that can do that." No. It's not only the priest. It's anyone who has faith in Jesus can bring healing to the sick, not only the priest. That's not true. That's Old Testament. That's not the New Testament. Jesus said, we shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. But who is laying hands upon the sick? And who is believing? Who is believing? It's all about having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the cross and resurrection. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. I don't think he just went, ah. I think he gave mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive men's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of men, they are retained. Here's the sacrament of penance, reconciliation. Jesus gave it to us in the 20th chapter of St. John. I'll read it again. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of men, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of men, they are retained. That's the sacrament. That's the sacrament. And it was said to the apostles. Oh, yes. Unfortunately, people do not use that sacrament very often. But we at St. John's in Quincy, John the Baptist, every Saturday we have confessions in the car. They go from one car to the priest's car, and they confess their sins. For 2 hours, without any break, people come from all over because penance is not being offered to them, probably in their own church. On Wednesday evening, between 7 and 8 in the evening, I should say Wednesday evening, 7 to 8 in the evening, again, we have penance from car to car. That's what we do. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of his nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. They say doubting Thomas, but let me tell you, I don't call him doubting Thomas because he died a martyr in India. He died proclaiming the gospel in India. Oh, yes, I don't call him doubting. Because he came to believe in the resurrection. Let's see. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came in and stood among them and said, Shalom, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Oh, yes, Jesus is Lord and he is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. My Lord and my God. Mary is the mother of God. Why? Because she bore the Son of God who is God. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. Jesus said to Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have come to believe. That's you. That's me. I've never seen the Lord. Not yet. But you know what? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That's you. If you've surrendered to the Lord, that's your line that they're talking about. Blessed are those, blessed is you, who have not seen, and yet you have come to believe. This is about you, and it's about me. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, listen carefully, so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, and that through faith or believing, you may have life in his name. Do you have life in his name? I believe in Jesus. I've surrendered to you. You have life in his name. Yes. Chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way, gathered there together with Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. In other words, I can't wait for the Lord to come again. I'm going to go do something that I know how to do. He can't even fish without Jesus. They said to him, we will go with you. And they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Sounds familiar to me. I'm going to tell you, I catch nothing when Jesus is not involved with my life. That's real. That's real. I catch nothing when Jesus is not involved in my life. And I'm going to tell you, same with you. You catch nothing if Jesus is not involved with your life. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, you have no fish, have you? He made sure of that. They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, and he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they came ashore, let me just turn the page. When they came ashore, they saw a charcoal fire and fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. Why 153? Have no idea. What does that mean? I have no idea. There were 153 fish, and the nets were not broken. I'm telling you, we've got to put our nets out because there are so many lost people. There are so many people that do not know Jesus. There are so many people that are far from God, and he wants to breathe on them, and he wants to say, shalom, peace be with you. Oh, yes, but you know, that's the job of the church, your job and my job. It's not only the job of the priest, it's the job of the church to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and King. Oh, yes, it's the job of you and of me. These are the things that God has told us. You shall be witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Are you a witness of Jesus? If not, start today. Go tell people what Jesus has done for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? I tell you, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's you. That's me. We are the sheep of the Master and we hear his voice. If you don't, just be quiet for a little while and let him speak to you, maybe even if he speaks one word. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.